Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, Brendo, Steve here.
And Lars.
And welcome back to Going In Raw News Brief. We got a lot to get through today, man. We're living in heavy times, Larson. We got lawsuits, viruses, the tests of viruses. Mm-hmm. We're just kicking. What are we starting with today?
Lawyers.
Oh,
and namely,
God.
WWE's lawyer. So on Monday's news brief, we talked about a former WWE superstar, CW2, who gave a deposition in a lawsuit brought forth
by
the
Is he related to C.W. Anderson?
Probably not. The Firefighters Pension System, City of Kansas City, Missouri Trust, they brought against WB. In this deposition, this former superstar, who was named CW2 in deposition, more or less corroborated most reporting about what happened following WB's Crown Jewel show in Saudi Arabia in October of 2019. I guess you could describe it as, at least in this wrestler's mind, CW2 as potentially a hostage situation.
Okay, so like, let's back up just briefly in case there's anybody new to this and they're like, wait, well, lawsuit, what's this all about? So the Firefighters Pension System of the City of Kansas City, Missouri Trust brought a lawsuit against the WWE basically because they had invested in the WWE, and the WWE, or their pension was invested in the WWE.
Yeah.
And they feel like WWE was
misrepresented
doing
the nature of their television arrangement with Saudi Arabia, essentially.
Right, exactly, which was a major form of revenue that WWE had coming in. And so part of the lawsuit is gathering information about the various things that are going on with the Saudi Arabia relationship
and the WWE. Of the disagreement between WWE and their broadcast partners, yes, in Saudi Arabia.
Right.
And so part of that was going back and revisiting the reporting done back in early November, late October of last year about what happened when WWE superstars boarded their charter plane to get back to the United States, try to make it to SmackDown on time. They were held up at the gate. And then were forced or asked, I don't know, to get off the plane. The official statement for the WWE claimed mechanical issues.
Yeah.
But CW2, a wrestler no longer with the company, who, according to their own testimony, was on board the plane, paints a different picture, one simply not involving mechanical issues whatsoever.
So this was a confidential witness. That was a wrestler with WWE at the time. And according to this document, they were released in April of 2020. So just a couple months ago with all the releases.
Yes.
Of course, the WWE responded to this. Now, this is all stuff that was reported months ago when this initially happened. Of course, it was done so anonymously because, as was also reported in this document, people who then went to, like, wrestlers who then went to the WWE after this kind of shocking incident happened involving armed guards, this sort of hostage situation. They went to WWE and said, hey, we don't want to go to Saudi Arabia anymore. And WWE said, well, do you like being on TV? Do you like having any shot of getting a push and enhancing your payday? Well, you're going to have to keep on going to Saudi Arabia. So in response to this confidential witness, former wrestler testimony about their experience, WWE's head lawyer, Jerry McDevitt, said this: these false allegations were originally made in two suits filed by two different law firms. After the court appointed a third firm to be lead counsel, WWE provided all three law firms with specific detailed facts from the persons with actual knowledge of the situation, including the phony allegation about the plane. The first two law firms then dropped their lawsuits to avoid sanction motions, but the third firm chose to ignore the specific facts they had been provided and instead cited an unnamed, disgruntled former wrestler with no knowledge of the facts. WWE is preparing its response to the lawsuit and will be moving to have it dismissed. Larson, WWE, whenever allegations are thrown their way from former employees, they are always what?
Disgruntled.
Disgruntled.
Yeah, well, that's a characterization that exists outside of WWE as well. By and large, when there's a lawsuit and a former employee is involved in a lawsuit against their former employer, they are generally regarded and are labeled as disgruntled.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Whenever there's like a whistleblower, it's always they're disgruntled. It's never somebody who's like, you know, yeah, this is it's ridiculous lawyer talk. They're just defending their own interests. It's not surprising at all. It is not shocking in the least.
Also not shocking, WWE is apparently overwhelmed with their testing procedures. At least they're finally doing it. So as we discussed yesterday on News Brief, WWE is finally testing their talent. Did so yesterday following the announcement that on Monday, the developmental talent tested positive for COVID-19. And it sounds like this round of testing has thrown quite a wrench in their planned TV tapings today. PW Insiders reporting that WWE had planned to shoot next week's Raw, next week's SmackDown, next weekend's main event, two episodes of 205 Live, all at the Performance Center. And then also taping this week's and next week's episodes of NXT at Full Sail. But PW Insider mentions, quote, that no one will be allowed entrance into the venues unless their COVID-19 tests have come back negative. There are a number of talent, staffers, and even high-level executives who are on standby waiting for the results still to come in nearby the PC, we are told. And several journalists mentioned that there was long wait times. Talents who were there told to come back later in the day. It just sounded like it was a really time-consuming endeavor to try to test everybody.
Mm-hmm. The best quote is a little bit later on. The WrestleVotes, one of their sources, texted, but stay tuned for that because that's a juicy one.
That really is. Because of these delays in getting results back, there have reportedly been some changes done to the shooting schedule today. Gary Cassidy of Sportskeeda is reporting that, quote, there has since been multiple rewrites for this week's programming. And he later added that, quote, I've just been informed that today's SmackDown tapings have been canceled. Both Sean Ross Sapp and John Pollock subsequently confirmed the cancellation. Now we'll get the WrestleVotes. They posted a screen cap of a text exchange, I assume between WrestleVotes and a source within WWE, and it just says presented without context. He's essentially asked, the source is asked, to describe the situation at the Performance Center. There's no mention of this is yesterday or today. It was posted today, so it could be today or it could be from yesterday. Anyways, Steve, would you like to take this?
Yeah, so the actual, hold on a second, because I think it was just, I think it wasn't even asking to describe, hold on. The question was simply this. Oh, okay, it was a mess at the PC today? And then this is the response. How can I put this nicely? A complete, unbelievable lack of leadership, full-blown clusterfuck. They should be embarrassed. Total clown show. What a mess. What an absolute mess. Oh, by the way, yesterday we were sourcing Louis Dangour over there, who's doing some stuff with Wrestle Talk, and we kept on referring him to as Luis. But his name is Louis.
And sorry.
Now, yeah, I totally botched his name. So apologies to that, Louis. Now we know.
Apologies. Yes.
Next time we'll do our research, maybe. Oh, man. He's doing great work over there, man.
Yes, absolutely.
Anyways, this is great. So, another person doing great work, but we haven't seen him in forever, is Mustafa Ali Larson.
Oh, the best.
And you know, there was some speculation, perhaps, that he might be SmackDown hacker confirmed because they had used his voice in some of the SmackDown hacker messages, but
the logo was like a circle of lights, which of course he had on.
Looked like him, yeah. But then they had also used the voices of a couple other superstars.
Chad Gable.
And Xavier Woods.
Xavier Woods.
So who knows if that's still going to be the plan. We haven't seen the SmackDown hacker for a little while, even though there's been plenty of opportunities to do so. Mustafa Ali, apparently, according to PW Insider, is on his way to Raw. Noting PW Insider noted that he has been quietly shifted to the Raw brand and added that Ali last wrestled in February of this year, but when he returns to action, he's going to be part of the Raw roster. Apparently, he's still, I have not checked, but I know as of like an hour ago, he was still listed on WWE.com's roster page as being part of the SmackDown brand. But obviously, they're probably just waiting to change that once he actually does show up on Raw. But yeah, dude, given that WWE hasn't done anything with the hacker gimmick for weeks, do you think they just ditch the idea altogether, or is the hacker going to be cross-brand? Is he going to show up on Raw and be hacker there? I mean,
or it could be a situation where Ali either was never really in the plans to be hacker, or the most likely scenario, they still have no idea who the identity of the hacker is, and at one point they thought, oh, we'll have Ali do it, but then they decide against it.
For every time WWE initiates a story and knows what the follow through is, there are 10 times when they'll initiate a story with zero idea as to how it is going to pan out. We've seen this endlessly. I imagine that it's either going to get the Hornswoggle treatment or
forgotten about entirely,
or they're just going to drop it entirely. We'll see what happens with that. We do have it's Wednesday, so it's time for the Wednesday Night Wars. We got NXT and AEW tonight. On NXT, first up, Bayley and Sasha Banks. This should be good.
Yeah.
So Bayley and Sasha Banks are going to defend their women's tag team titles against Tegan Nox and Shotzi Blackheart. That's going to be a good one, man.
Yeah, and the Imperium will defend their tag team titles against Breezango.
Yeah, Breezango's not going to win that.
No.
I wouldn't think. They've only had like one video. That's underwhelming. Anyways, and then AEW. Yeah, it's over on AEW. Cody's going to defend his TNT title, but against who? It's going to be a mystery opponent. Would this signal that they might actually go outside AEW for this, given that the first 2 weeks they actually, well, the first week it was a dude who won a thing, and the second week they had built that. It was Mark Quinn. Yeah. But yeah, the first week was Jungle Boy. He won that Battle Royal get the title shot.
Yeah,
so we knew who it was going into it.
Yeah, I would think it'd be a surprise of some nature.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Obviously. It'd be cool if it were.
Well, regardless, it's going to be a surprise. I just wonder if it's going to be like super surprise.
It can't be someone from WWE because I don't believe.
Is it going to be somebody from NXT, Larson? Oh, you mean like a former WWE person?
Yeah, yeah, it can't be Zack Ryder.
I was going to say, it's definitely not somebody from WWE.
It can't be Zack Ryder because the 90-day no-compete hasn't expired yet. It's got one more month.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's not going to be any of those releases from... It's not going to be CW2.
No.
It could theoretically be CW2.
It could be a couple free agents out there on the market.
It could theoretically.
Also on the show, Kenny Omega and Hangman Page defend the tag titles against not best friends, Natural Nightmares.
Who are the Natural Nightmares? Oh, yeah, that's right. What's his face? And then the dude with
Marshall
the girl.
QT Marshall and Dustin.
Live sex show for QT Marshall and Allie?
If they win those titles.
Heck yeah, dude. And then and Goldust and Brandy, they're all going to be yelling at them, saying, she can't be part of the family. And he's like, I'm trying to do my thing, man. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to do my thing, man. Just let me do my thing. MJF versus Billy.
You can't call himself Billy Gunn.
Shh. You're not allowed to say that now.
I can say it. He
can't. You can't say it. WWE owns that.
I know. I'm not saying. I'm saying he can't say it.
Billy G.
He can't say Billy Gunn.
Can he say Billy G? Can he say Billy G?
I don't know. You can't say Billy Gunn.
Billy Glock? What about Billy Glock?
I don't know about that.
Billy Rifle.
No.
Billy Knife.
There you go. Les Sex Gods, Chris Jericho, Sammy Guevara taking on Best Friends. The number one contendership for the tag titles is on the line.
That's the biggest crock of shit. That is horrible. These dudes already won their number one contender match, and this is on the line. That's terrible.
Yeah.
If they don't make a story out of that, I'm going to be pissed.
And then finally, the Young Bucks taking on Super Bad Squad. That is Kip Sabian and Jimmy Havoc.
They should just call themselves the Roommates. Aren't they Roommates?
They really should.
Call themselves the Roommates.
Yeah.
Anyways, should be some fun TV tonight. Of course, we're going to be doing our AEW review tonight live on Twitch at twitch.tv/Steven Larson. Hopefully, you'll join us for that. And then tomorrow at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, we'll have our NXT review as well. So, I mean, depending on how the taping goes today, it might be a heavy recap show. It's a, hey, let's go back and look at this match from NXT Rival. Yeah.
Yeah. Who knows?
Well, Ty Dillinger versus Bullfit or something.
There you go.
Anyway,
I'm not sure they even wrestled, but why not?
I don't know. Who knows? Anyway, thanks for watching, everybody. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.